السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ، حضرت مفتی عبد القادر صاحب دامت برکاتہ، اہلا وسہلا ومرحبا تو یو آن دس بیوٹیفل ٹیوزڈے مارننگ۔ مے اللہ تعالی بلیس یو اینڈ آفا ود عافیت اینڈ گڈ ہیلتھ، اینڈ اللہ تعالی ٹیک گریٹ ورک آف دین فرام یو اینڈ ٹیک مرکز صحابہ فرام اسٹرینتھ ٹو اسٹرینتھ، اینڈ مے دا امہ بینیفٹ from the beautiful teachings and advices rendered on Markaz Sahaba, voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jamaah. Ameen. Hazrat Mufti Sahab, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa ana salim kareem. Ameen, ameen to all the wonderful du'as and supplications. Jazakallahu khayran to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Dawood Monley. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. رَبِّ اشْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي وَيَسِّرْ لِي أَمْرِي وَاحْلُلْ عُقْدَةً مِّن لِّسَانِي يَفْقَهُوا قَوْلِي سُبْحَانَكَ لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا إِلَّا مَا عَلَّمْتَنَا إِنَّكَ أَنتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 19th of Sha'ban Mubarak 1446 in Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara, Palestine, Masjid al-Aqsa, South Africa, and 90-95% of the countries and cities of the world. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 43, Surah Zukhruf, the genuine gold shining and glittering, and verses 39 right up to verse number 42 is today's lesson. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is informing us what will occur on the day of justice, on the day of reckoning, the day of judgment. وَلَيَّنْفَأَكُمُ الْيَوْمَ. And it will never ever benefit today, you, those people, إِذْ ظَلَمْتُمْ, when you were the ones to cause oppression and transgression of the worst kind. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us in Surah Luqman, chapter number 31, إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ, that verily shirk, that is ascribing, associating somebody, something to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, is the worst form of oppression and transgression. When you look at today's human world, humankind in this world, the modern world, so you will see that they consider this to be something very small. But Almighty Allah teaches us, chapter 31, Surah Luqman, in verse 13, Ya Bunayya, la tushrik billah. He, Luqman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was Luqman the Hakim, the wise, the special friend of Almighty Allah. He was not a Nabi or a Rasul, a prophet or a messenger, but a very, very wise person and a very pious person from the awliyaullah. Why must you never ever associate, ascribe anybody, anything to Almighty Allah? Inna shirka la zulmun azeem. Definitely the shirk is definitely surely the worst form of oppression and transgression. So see here, Almighty Allah is teaching us, وَلَيَّنْفَأَكُمُ الْيَوْمَ, today it will not benefit you, any one of you, إِذْ ظَلَمْتُمْ, when you committed the shirk and ascribed, associated somebody, something to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Chapter 4, Surah Nisa, verse 48, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ. Verily Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will not forgive those people who are sane and mature and they indulging in polytheism, idol worship, plurality of gods, demigods, semigods, and whatever else deities they believe in. أنكم في العذاب. Verily you, the people in the punishment, مشتركون. All of you will be partners in their chastisement, punishment. The leaders and the followers, so whole happy lot who are sane and mature, will be dispatched to Jahannam and the hellfire. Then they will start cursing one another and say, Ya Allah, inna ata'ana sadatana wa kubara'ana fa'adwalluna sabila. O Allah, we followed our leaders, we followed our elders, and they led us astray. Rabbana atihim du'ifain min al-'adhab wal'anhum la'nan kabira. Ya Allah, the followers will say, these leaders of ours, you punish them double the amount that we are going to receive, and curse them the biggest curses. Chapter 33, Surah Ahzab, verses 67 and 68. See how clear Allah has mentioned three different categories of people. Almighty Allah has mentioned, for them is everlasting doom, gloom, and eternal punishment and chastisement. One, the mushrikeen, those who ascribe, associate, partners to Almighty Allah. Chapter 4, verse 48, Inna Allah la yaghfiru an yushraka bihi. They will never be forgiven. Second group are the kuffar, the non-Muslims, who reject the articles of faith of Islam, and they are sane and mature. Chapter 33, verses 64-65, Inna Allah la'ana al-kafirina wa'adda lahum sa'ira. Verily, Allah has cursed the non-Muslims already, and already prepared for them the blazing fire and the furnace. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا. They will dwell and stay there in Jahannam and in the fire forever and ever, eternal doom and gloom. لَا يَجِدُونَ وَلِيًّا وَلَا نَصِيرًا. There will be no protector, no helper there for them. And the third group, chapter 4, verse 145, in today's world, there's no shortage of them. In all parts of the world, you will find them. Those who pay lip service to Islam, but the heart is devoid, remember, of true iman and faith. You will hear people making dua and supplicating for people who are murtad, people involved in homosexuality and the gay brigade, and they say it's permissible. 100% this type of people are murtad out of the fold of Islam, but you will find people are saying he's a martyr and so forth. So these are the people Quran will say that they are the munafiqeen and the murtaddeen. Chapter 4, verse 145, Innal munafiqeen fi darkil asfali minan nar. Verily, that those people who are the hypocrites, they will be in the lip services of Islam, but deep down there's no iman, no faith, nothing. In the Quran Sharif, in the Sunnah Mubarakah, they will be in the lowest layer of Jahannam. Allah protect us of the hellfire. Allah Jalla Wala is posing a rhetorical question, istifham inkar, to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but the greater message is for me and you. Afa anta tusmi'u summa? What you, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, can you make a person who's deaf, completely deaf, can you make him hear? No, you can't. O tahdil umya, or can you guide a person who's blind? You tell him turn right, turn left, go straight. So how will he know? He's completely, totally blind. وَمَنْ كَانَ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. And whosoever is in manifest open error, he wants to go on the wrong path. فَلَمَّا زَاغُوا أَزَاغَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ. When they decided that they themselves want the shortcut to hell, so Almighty Allah let their hearts also get deviated. So they cannot blame Almighty Allah, because they took the initiative and they said they want this path. They don't want the path which Almighty Allah Jalla Wala has chalked out for them. And therefore, human beings today who are sane and mature can never ever blame Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Chapter 61, verse number 5. So, yeah, Almighty Allah is teaching us Hidayat. is solely, only, exclusively in the hands of Almighty Allah. Yes, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam will guide the people. Quran Sharif will guide the people. But to insert that nur, that hidayat, that radiance, effulgence in the inner recesses of that person's heart, that is the sole prerogative of Almighty Allah jalla wala. See what Allah Ta'ala says now. For imma, and if hypothetically, nadhhabanna bika, that we remove you. Remove you means that your death comes, your demise comes. You pass away, Ya Rasulullah. So therefore, it's like a conditional clause. Obviously, the day came when the Master alayhi salam's demise took place. But here Allah is saying, when they, the enemy, say that, no, you must bring the promise now and so forth. So if you, Ya Rasulullah, are no more there, فَإِنَّا مِنْهُمْ مُنْتَقِمُونَ, then we will steal exact retribution from them. O Muslim, O Muslimah, in this world we face so many challenges, trials and tribulations. People are jealous, people have envy, people are envious, people are to cause you harm. So you don't worry too much about them. Hamara maamla to Allah ke saath hai. We must turn more and more to Almighty Allah Jalla. So say the following and read the following Quranic verses. Chapter 29, verse 30. Nabi Lut alayhi salatu salam, Lot, L-O-T, peace be upon him, whose name nami ispigrami is mentioned 27 times in the noble Quran. Lut means to mend things up, to fix things up. So he cried, beg, petition Almighty Allah. Chapter 29, verse 30. Rabbin surni ala al-qawm al-mufsideen. O Allah, you assist me against the troublemakers and the mischief makers. So read that abundantly. And then read the Asma'ullah al-Husna, the beautiful names of Almighty Allah. Allah says, فَإِنَّا مِنْهُمْ مُنْتَقِمُونَ. Intiqam in your Urdu, and that means revenge. Yeah, it's no revenge. Wallahu azizun zuntiqam. Almighty Allah is all-powerful, the possessor of retribution based on justice. So you must read, O Muslim, O Muslimah, O esteemed listener of Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. Ya muntaqimu, ya muntaqimu, ya muntaqimu. Ya Allah, you sort out these enemies of mine and of Islam and the Muslims. You make them a lesson for humanity and posterity. And Ya Allah, you are the one, you deal with them. So we must not worry too much about them. Speak to Almighty Allah. You take the retribution, Ya Allah. And O نُرِيَنَّكَ الَّذِي وَعَدْنَاهُمْ, or you will see some of the promises that we made against them. فَإِنَّا عَلَيْهِمْ مُقْتَدِرُونَ, definitely, surely, we have the power there to execute it and implement it. So Almighty Allah is giving solace, tasalli, and to pacify and console Mustafa, Habibuna, Rahmatulil Alameen, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These people, they want to assassinate you, they want to harm you, they want to go and make derogatory statements about you, unsavory remarks about you. You don't worry about them. Allah Jalla Wala will deal with them. As we see today, where is Biden and Blinken? All of them thrown to the scraps of history. And the same thing will happen with Trump and Netanyahu and all these haramis put together. History will judge them and say, whole lot are war criminals and whole lot are the guilty of ethnic cleansing and guilty of genocide and so forth and so on. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is the 19th of Shaban, 1446. We present to you the news, views, interviews locally, nationally, internationally. Israel to receive four bodies, four dead jutlas from Hamas on Thursday. And in exchange, they will have to give Hamas and release all the children under 19 and so forth from the jails. That is Israel. You must remember, they will go and put into jail children and so forth. And they will tell you that democracy, my foot, the only language they understand is one settler, one bullet, will settle the issue forever. BB and Trump devised the crime of the century, and that is ethnic cleansing there in Gaza. And then the Jutlas and Americans will take charge. They're just dreaming about that. So remember, one Jutla in Miami, Florida, he shot two Jutlas and he said that he thought they were Palestinians. So remember that. Now the Jewish media try to spin the story and say that no, these two Jutlas who were shot were anti-Semites and so. All nonsense story, that they knew that they are caught up now what to do. So they arrested their Jutla. Very good. They should sentence him for a long period. Bibi Netanyahu, the war criminal, still in big troubles. Every day a new scandal for him. He must submit his medical reports to the court. They want to see what he cooked up and what he's lying and so forth. Jutlas and the Jews and the Zionists humiliated in Sri Lanka. And that is at the beaches. When they go there for a swim, thousands of them go there because it's so warm and nice weather there. And there in Israel, the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime is winter. So the people who are Buddhist, Sri Lankan majority are Buddhist. They are swearing them, cursing them, and say you are baby killers, and you are murderers, and you are genocidal. So wherever you go, O Jutla, O Jutli, O Jew, O Jewess, O Zionist, you'll be cursed and humiliated. And that is the promise of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. Our Taliban from Kabul and Afghanistan have made a diplomatic trip to Japan, and now they want to start talking. Come on, Japan, you can invest in this country, and we have so much to offer you, minerals and otherwise. Israel, the haramis, the biggest crooks, the biggest thieves, land grab again. Israel plans to build 1,000 units, expansion in the West Bank. All this illegal according to international law. But Israel says, no, we are the chosen people. So therefore, Allah chooses them and makes them into swines and monkeys. They are the chosen people. Therefore, they are cursed the most in the noble Quran, the haramis. Plane crashes in Toronto, and a plane even flipped at the Pearson Airport. I landed there several times, and remember, one wing of the plane is missing, but all of them are accounted for. 19 are injured, and one child, one adult, critical condition. Why? Because of the snowy conditions. You know what is Canada, America? Minus 20, minus 30 sometimes in some places, and then on top of it, snow. So therefore, terrible accident, but Allah Ta'ala saved them. Nobody died so far. Israel attacks Lebanon when the eve, they're supposed to get out by tomorrow, but they say they will still stay in 5 posts. Remember that they make the laws as they want to, but we must shoot them. That is what Islam teaches us. Every time they want to go and bend the laws, so then one settler, one bullet will settle the issue, whether it's in Lebanon, Gaza, Palestine, or Syria, or anywhere else. For these Jutlas, that is the only language they understand. Israeli students in Columbia University and in Columbia condemn Trump and his Gaza plane and so forth. So the Jews, many of them are against it. So some are for it, but many are against it. So the media already says Ramadan 1st, March 1st. So remember, in Saudi Arabia, so Saturday night, so will be Saturday will be the first fast. So Saturday will be the first fast, that is the 1st of March. And Friday night, that is, remember, the 28th of February, will be the first Taraweeh. So those of you planning to go for Umrah, and you want to be there in the beginning, so make sure you're there by Friday. You can read Jumu'ah in Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara, and Friday night, Wala Asha in Ramadan, and first Taraweeh, Saturday, first Sawm, and first Siyam and fasting. And yeah, by us, most probably, Saturday night will be first Taraweeh, and Sunday will be the first fast. But let's wait for the moon, Samis, the man cakers. You know, we have all these people. Allah reward them there in Cape Town for past 70, 80 years. Every month they have records of their sighting or no sighting. No Muslim country has that. No Arab country has that. Our brothers there in Cape Town have it. Jazahumullahu khairan. So they had an emergency meeting there in France, in Paris, in Paris. And they came with this conclusion: Russia is a threat to the whole continent of Europe. They're not blaming Trump. Trump hijacked the whole thing, told Europe, you stay out. Told Zelensky, you shut your mouth and keep quiet. You also not part of the negotiations. You see that? So how does it start? Oh, Rubi, oh, Marco, Rubi, oh, the Harami. So he arrives in Saudi Arabia and he had talks with MBS, talks, bilateral talks, you see that, about Russia and Ukraine and about, you must remember, Gaza and what have you. Today, Marco Rubio will meet Lavrov. Lavrov is the foreign minister. So both foreign ministers of America and of Russia will meet, and then they will take photos and so forth. And Biden said, America said, they're going to put Russia out in the cold and isolate them. Trump brought him back because he know Putin can finish America up. And now Russia back with love, you see. Return Russia with love. So that is Russia. So Putin is smiling all the way, and Europe is crying all the way, and Trump is trumpeting away, but he's going to destroy America and Israel, inshallah. Trump fires hundreds of federal aviation workers after the planes are crashing. 6 planes already crashed in his first month, and he said, you're good for nothing, incompetent, get out. He fires them. Argentina leader, Milia, whatever the hell his name is, he will be impeached during the course of the week, so very good, because he's 100% pro-Trump. 10 dead in Kentucky because the rain and the wind and the storms are increasing. So that is Allah. There is no superpower, only me. Fa'alul lima yurid, I do as I please. Inna batusha rabbika lashadid, the punishment of Allah is very severe. What can Trump do? Nothing. So one time is Kentucky, sometime is Los Angeles, sometime is Hollywood. So Allah Ta'ala is sending such conditions that betters US and the people. And people are fracking. If you know, I don't know the meaning of frack, V-R-E-K, remember, in Afrikaans means to die like dogs. Trump shuts up Zelensky. He says, me, I want to be part of the meeting. He says, you stay out. You don't come and make noise here. So now we come to South African news, our beloved country. Cry, my beloved country, Alan Payton. I'm happy to be the international criminal. Who said so, Malema? Who is he responding to, Elon Musk? One South African telling the other South African. City of Ikurhuleni, so that is here, your Benoni and all those areas. They owe Eskom 1.6 billion rand debt they have. So what do you expect? But my question to Eskom, why the hell do you allow so much debt to continue? When it went into millions, you should have cut off the electricity so that it doesn't go into billions and billions. But common sense is no more common nowadays in the world. Here's one interesting story I picked up in the Citizen last night. Devendra Mudli, so he was a big shot lawyer, attorney, and he expropriated and he misused the trust money and trust funds of 2 million. So he was struck off the roll. No more can he practice as a lawyer. So he went and said, no, I must be reinstated. So again, Mr. Mudli lost his case. So he's out. He cannot practice, humiliated. And no tax hikes in the budget. The experts are telling the minister, Gundu. And they're telling him, hey, we don't want no tax hikes in the budget. We paying so much taxes. You, the government of national unity, just wasting our time and money and so forth. So tomorrow will be the budget for South Africa. Africa for 2025-2026. So let's see what they say. Inna lillahi wa inna raji'un. Yesterday we received several messages. Maulana Ismail Manga, who we know he studied in Karachi. I studied Karachi. I had a program there the other time. We had met up there, you know, in Chakaskral. So his daughter Salma passed away. Tragic accident on the Valiers Road. His auntie, his Kala, his Masi, maternal auntie came from Pakistan, Rashida. So two people passed away in this tragic accident. The bodies are there in Cecilburg for post-mortem and so forth. So today, inshallah, sometime will be the janaza. Allah Jalla Wala grant all the marhumin Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Allah Ta'ala grant the families that somebody Jameel, tragic loss, you know, to lose your daughter, lose your auntie. So Allah Ta'ala make easy for you, Maulana Ismail Manga and family. Inshallah, our programs today will be at 8:30 to 9, Mufti Suleiman of Pakistan, originally America, and then 11 to 12, the bliss of marriage, 1 to 2, the tafsir and commentary of the Noble Quran. Maulana Salim, we have 20 minutes, inshallah, for the Q&A. So let's fire up, inshallah.
Maulana, a lady is pregnant with my child. When can I make nikah with her, before or after the child is born?
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. The answer is in the Noble Quran. Open Surah 24, Surah Nur, and verses 2 and 3, and see what Almighty Allah says. When a boy and girl, they eloped, and then they committed fornication, and they confessed to it, and now the lady, the girlfriend, is pregnant. So what must we do? Fajli do, kulla wahidin minhuma miyata jalda. Both of them must be given 100 lashes in public. All this is enshrined in the Noble Quran. And when it comes to the penal code of Islam, وَلَا تَأْخُذْكُمْ بِهِمَا رَأْفَا. Do not show them any mercy and compassion. Fi dinillah, in the religion of Allah, in kuntum tu'minuna billahi wal yawmil akhir. When you believe in Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in the last day, you believe in all the articles of faith. Therefore, when a person is a murtad in Islam, then remember the hadith is there in Bukhari Sharif. Man baddala deenahu faqtulu, who changes his religion, he says homosexuality is permissible, Allah forbid, then the death penalty is applicable. Show them no mercy. That is what Islam is teaching us. So we don't have to be bootlickers and so forth and so on. As we see people today are sending messages that he's a martyr and so forth, Allah forbid. So we need to understand. Thereafter, Quran says, now azaniyatu la yankihuha illa azanin. You committed fornication with this lady, get married with her immediately and without any delay, and do not go and procrastinate, provided that both parties are Muslim and Muslima. So perform the nikah immediately. If she is pregnant, then the child is a haram child. Irrespective after how many months the child baby is born. That is the verdict of the Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanbalis. An-ni'matu la tanalu bil mahzur. To have a nasab, a lineage, is a bounty from Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Chapter 25, Surah Furqan, the criterion, verse 54. وَهُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ مِنَ الْمَاءِ بَشَرًا فَجَعَلَهُ نَصَبًا وَصِهْرًا. This is موقع الامتنان. Allah Jalla Wala is highlighting his bounties and favors upon you. Allah Ta'ala gave you a lineage. We know who our father is, our beloved mother is. So that is because a proper nikah took place. And then they consummated the marriage and so forth. So yeah, you did everything upside down. An-ni'matu la tanalu bil mahzur. Al-Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah taught us, when you read his books, the bounties of Allah cannot be obtained via vices and sins. The Hanafis say if the lady is pregnant, then from the date of nikah to the delivery, the date of the baby getting born, if it's 6 months or more, then the child's lineage will go to the father. If it is less than 6 months, then it's a haram child, illegitimate child. the lineage will go to the mother. So we pass the fatwa nowadays on majority. Why? Because we must not open the doors of fitna. Every second, third person now is getting involved in zina, fornication, adultery. Allah have mercy on us.
So, Mufti Sahab, when can they make the nikah? While she's pregnant or after the baby is born?
Immediately, you must make the nikah. Now, immediately perform the nikah and remember, at least according to Hanafis, then your son, your daughter to be born, if 6 months or more have elapsed, remember, after the nikah, then it will be a child that has a lineage to the father.
Mufti Sahab, what is the ruling if one has fish at the dam, but it's catch and release, and the boys brought these fish home, would this be permissible to eat?
Remember, first and foremost, you know, there in Durban, what are the laws? They have their marine life and they have their laws for the ocean and the sea. Catch and release is not permissible for them. And it's right Islamically also, you are causing pain, you are causing torture to the animal, you are just doing it for fun and games, and then that is ta'zeeb. Ta'zeeb means to cause harm to the creation of Almighty Allah, which is haram. So Islam will say that is haram. What did Islam teach us? Allah Jalla Wala is Arhamur Rahimeen. Chapter 7, verse 151. Read, O Ummah, now after me. Wa adakhilna fi rahmatik. Wa adakhilna fi rahmatik. Wa anta arhamur rahimin. Wa anta arhamur rahimin. O Allah Jalla Wala, include us in your special, special mercy. Whilst you alone, exclusively, you were, you are, you always will be the only one who is the most merciful one to show mercy. Rahmatulil Alameen, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, chapter 21, verse number 107. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ صلى الله عليه وسلم. We say, so was sent as a mercy to the entire universe and creation. What did he, Mustafa صلى الله عليه وسلم, say? Authentic hadith, remember, in Abu Dawood, Mishkat Sharif. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَتَبَ الْإِحْسَانَ لَا كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Allah has prescribed, ordained upon you, you must do goodness to all the creation of Allah. فَإِذَا ذَبَحْتُمْ فَأَحْسَنُوا. So much so, when you slaughter also, it must be done in a humane fashion and not stunning, and all that stunning of animals is totally haram in Islam. It is causing torture to them, pain to them. So yeah, catch and release also is not permissible. Now, however, the police, the guards there didn't catch you, intercept you, you took it home. Now if you eat it, is it halal or haram? It is halal, but remember, it is unethical and that action is haram. Example, a person steals a knife and then he slaughters a goat or a chicken, or he slaughters some halal animal. What will you say? The animal is halal, but the action of stealing the knife, that is haram. So similarly, yeah, that action of yours is not permissible. Catch and release. But if you consume it, that fish, then remember it is permissible. But my advice, one is iftar, the fatwa, it will be permissible. One is irshad, the advice. I will tell you, better you don't eat it. Just give it to some poor person, non-Muslim, and so forth. So because you committed that crime, so all you Durban guys, you like to go fishing before Ramadan and during Ramadan and so forth. Yeah, I don't know which kind of fish you get. Sometimes you get two-leg fish also. So you must remember that. So in a case like that, you must abstain from this habit. It's not acceptable, catch and release. It is causing torture and pain to the animal, which is not permissible.
Mufti Sahab, can a bridegroom pay mahar in installments after the nikah? 10,000 before nikah and another 10,000 a month later and another 10,000 after the nikah.
Mian Bibi Razi to kya kare Kazi Maulana Saleem? So if the male and the female, the groom and the bride are happy, so they say that I will pay half now, half afterwards and so forth. So if she is happy, then remember in your nikah book, you will see there also there's a block. Mahar, the marital gift, cash or deferred. So he say, I pay half now, quarter now, and the remainder I will pay installments. If she is happy about that, then you must remember that it will be fine. But you ladies should know the other law also. You can tell him, Papa, you see, you don't want to pay the full mahar. So as long as you don't pay the full mahar, then no entry for you. Mamnu ud-dukhul. You must pay, then you can play. You see? So that also is a law. So you must tell him that also, that you don't want to pay now cash. So then after you pay, then we will start playing. So that also you can do as a lady. But when they get hot and all that, who remembers all those things? They just carry on. So yes, it is permissible if there is an amicable agreement and mutual agreement from both sides. Acceptable to pay and to defer, both acceptable.
Mufti Saab, please can you tell me what is the ruling on a newly wedded wife taking the pill? Does she require permission to take such a thing?
The problem is the other way around. You see, let's just take myself, easy example. So now I got my daughter married. But because the parents today are bombarded by secularism, capitalism, Zionism, and the name is Bilal, but Bilal sings just like Bali. The name is Maryam, but Maryam sings just like Mary. The thought process has changed completely in most cases. So now they say, you know, Betty, oh daughter, there is so many divorces going on nowadays, and obviously we don't want that for you, but for 1 year, for 6 months or so, you must not fall pregnant, so use the pill and so forth and so on. Then we will see if you'll agreeing. Then after 6 months, 1 year, then you go and think about having a baby and so forth and so on. So Islamically, all this is haram and not permissible. Read Quran Sharif and you will find. Just look at the usloob, the methodology, the glory, the style, the diction of the noble Quran. Chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verses 2:2:2. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala speaks about haiz, menses, the lady when she has her adat and a normal habit, normally once a month and so forth. And then once she is clean, فَإِذَا تَطَهَّرْنَا, then when you are clean, you must take a ghusl, a mandatory bath, head to toe. Then you, the husband, after your wife is tahira, clean now, فَأَتُوا Hunna, you come to her, you to your wife, min haythu amarakumullah, where Allah has commanded you. Not where you feel like going oral and anal and all that haram business. Inna Allah yuhibbu tawwabin wa yuhibbu al-mutatahirin. End of the day, we all are sinners. Every day cry to Allah, Ya Allah, you are ghaffar, you are sattar. Forgive all my vices and sins. Cover all my vices and sins and conceal it with dunya wal akhirah. In this world and the year after, Inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawwabin wa yuhibbu al-mutatahhirin. Kathratul huruf tadullu ala kathratil ma'ani. The more letters there are in the word, the more emphasis in the meaning. So don't just make a haphazard ghusl. Clean yourself thoroughly, properly, O male and female. And remember, you the women, after your menses, after your postpartum and postnatal, your husband and wife, after your conjugal relationship. Chapter 2, verse 2:2:2. Now we discuss chapter 2, verse 2:2:3. Nisa'ukum harsul lakum. Your wives are a tilt for you. Your wives are the plantation for you. Fa'atu harsakum annashitum. Come to your wives any style you want to. Meaning that it must not be abstained from her when she's in menses. Abstain from her, the sodomy, and remember back passage, all that totally, absolutely haram. Then, وَقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُمْ, start preparing for the future for yourself. وَقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُمْ means start having children. He, Habibuna, Mustafa, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, تناكحوا تكاثروا فإني مكاثر بكم الأمم. When you get married, then make the ummah more and more and more, because I must have the biggest and the largest amount of people in quantity on the day of justice. So all this having the pill, all this taking contraceptives and so forth, got nothing to do with Islam. That and more so for you ladies who are just married. You say, we want to go for honeymoon. I want to be slum and trim. And I want to be slum and trim for 1, 2, 3 years. Then we will see what's happening and so forth. All that un-Islamic, and the thought process also un-Islamic, not permissible.
Mufti Sahib, is a surah after Surah Fatiha in the third rakat of Witr Wajib? If one omits that, does he have to make qaza or he has to repeat?
Remember, according to the Hanafi scholars, you read Surah Fatiha in the third rakat of Witr, and thereafter to read the surah, normally Qul Huwallahu Ahad is sunnah, to read Qul Huwallah, but to read any surah or any 3-4 verses, that will be wajib and compulsory. So don't confuse the issue. To read the passage of the Quran after Surah Fatiha in the third rakat of Witr, wajib, compulsory, according to Hanafis. And sunnah to read Qul Huwallahu Ahad, okay? And if a person forgot it and didn't read it, then make the sajda isahu and your salat will be valid. You omitted the surah and you didn't perform sajda isahu, then according to Hanafis only, the salat is wajibul i'ada, you have to repeat it. According to majority scholars, if you did not read the surah, you did not perform sajda isahu, then remember, there is no need for you to repeat the salat. That is the verdict of Shafi'is, Malikis and Hanbalis.
Mufti Sahib, if you are making nafil hajj with your own money, can you do Hajj-e-Badal for more than one marhum?
Remember, with your own money you went and you perform a umrah, and now you made intention of million, zillion people. So remember, all that permissible. You see today, the big problem, let us be honest with ourselves, a need is there for introspection. Today you want to duck and dive. I saw adverts because people send me all these funny things. So ABC XYZ organization says that you must make Umrah a Badal. For who? For the Shuhada of Palestine. And give us 10,000, 15,000, we'll get it. It's all money-making gimmick. It's all haram, that. For what you have to go and collect money for that. All the people who are going for Umrah, make intention for the people of Palestine. Make intention for the people of Afghanistan, Syria, Libya, Burma, and Kashmir, and Sudan, and all these countries. But you see, we want to use Islam for self-enrichment and so forth. Umrah-e-Badal. There's no such thing as Umrah-e-Badal. So remember that you make the Umrah and say, Ya Allah, the reward must go to millions and billions of people, the past, the present and future, as long as they are Muslim, totally permissible.
Mufti Sahib, can a person go for cupping in the month of Ramadan whilst fasting?
Remember that this masla, according to Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, your fast will break. The hadith states, after al-hajim wal-mahjum. The person who's doing the cupping, his fast will break. And the person upon whom the cupping was done, his fast will break. That is only according to Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, the Hanbali school. Those of you who really want to understand Madhahibul Arba'a, the 4 schools of jurisprudence in Islam, then these 2 books you must get. Hafiz ibn Kathir rahimahullah, the genius, the giant, his ustadi Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, and they both buried in the same graveyard, Maqabir al-Sufiyya in Damishq, Damascus, Syria. So Ibn Kathir rahimahullah, Allama Ibn Kathir writes, Al-Masailu Lati in Farada Biha al-Shafi'i Duna Ikhwatihi, where Imam Shafi is totally alone and the other 3 scholars and imams are against him on that issue. So that's a masterpiece. I have it. Alhamdulillah, hadha min fadli rabbi. Second one, al-fathu al-rabbani, ala mufradati Ahmad bin Hanbal Shaybani, where Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal is alone, and the other three scholars and jurors are against him on that issue. So this is one of them. According to the Hanafis, according to the Maliki Shafis, if you do cupping whilst you are fasting, your fast is valid. So there's no problem with your fast is valid. But another issue comes. I know in Newcastle, one day they came there to Darul Uloom, and then they asked us, I don't know, Mosema was there, wasn't there, but I had to take the decision and tell them, yes, come, we will give you enough blood here. That we got 200-300 students and so forth, and all the blood is pure. There's no AIDS business and all that. So they came and what have you. Anyway, so I also gave blood. So when you give blood, you see, donating blood, then they give you juice and they give you some biscuit. Why? Badal ma yatahallal in Arabic. Two, now you must replenish what has left your body and so forth. So your fast is valid. But the question we're going to pose is this. Is it encouraged to do so? No, it's not discouraged. Because when you're fasting, sometimes you feel very hungry, very thirsty. Now you'll get weaker and weaker, but your fast will be valid. So yes, permissible, but not encouraged while fasting.
Mufti Saab, I would like to know if the husband is responsible for a wife's medical bills.
100%, you must remember this got to do with Uruf. What is the customary law? So when you said, when you got married to her, we have a nikah program every Friday, Mona Zahid Khan does it, mashallah, between 10 and 10:30, any one of you, this Friday, Saturday, Sunday, before Ramadan, your children, grandchildren, local, national, international, getting married in Pakistan or Dubai or Haman's Kral, so you send it to us. You see, 084-786-3132, 084-786-3132, just send us the announcement and we'll announce it to revive the Sunnah. Nikah, announce the nikah, waj'aluhu fil masajid, let the nikah be performed in the mosque, in the masajid. The hadith is mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif. So in a case like that, so you must remember, what is the question again about nikah?
Of Kisab, can, is the husband responsible for the medical bills of his wife?
Right. So that my mind went away to the nikah. So anyway, 100%, this is the customary law. You must remember that. So when you said, when you got married to her, nakahtuha wa qabiltuha, I married her, I accepted her. So in a case like that, you must remember, and roti kapra makan. So you have to give the food, you have to give shelter, you have to give food, you have to give the medical expenses. All that is your duty. So you can't be saying, no, 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 I'm not going to pay. You have to pay. It's mandatory, compulsory upon you, our husband. So we need to understand our fiqh, our jurisprudence, and our responsibilities, and not to run away from it.
Mufti Saab, I have interest money. How do I get rid of it?
Interest is haram. Surah 2, Surah Baqarah, verses 275 to 279. And see the wa'idun shadid, the severe warning. Chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 279. فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا فَعَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِ. If you don't abstain and refrain from giving, taking interest, be prepared for a war against Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him. So it is in your possession. It's not in your ownership. So you must get rid of it. Give it to the poor people, Muslim, non-Muslim, or send it to Gaza and Palestine. Send it to Syria, Libya. Send it to Kashmir. Send it to Sudan. So poor, poor Muslims there suffering. So inshallah, that will be one way that can alleviate their plight. Second one, you use it for your taxes. You know the government is taxing us left, right and center. So you use it for your tolls, you use it for your rates and taxes, you use it for your income tax, so you can do that. Third one, this is a very good suggestion Allah just put in my head now. You know how many potholes there are. I'll end off with this story, Maulana. So Junaid Mota, Jinnat Mota, listen. So there was a taxi driver driver, and then he took that person to his destination, and he gave the guy, the passenger, his card, and he wrote their PhD. So that guy, the passenger, was astonished. You're a PhD and you're driving taxi. He said, sir, in this context, PhD means pothole dodger. Pothole dodger. So me, I'm a pothole dodger, you see. So you know how many potholes we have everywhere. So you, 5-10 of you, take your interest money and fix up all the potholes. So that will be very good. So you don't benefit yourself, you benefit the public. So Muslim and non-Muslim, so that is acceptable. So many problems with the water. You go with the interest money to the poor, poor areas, and you go put up boreholes and wells for them. So all that acceptable in Islam. Maulana, we finish or we want to carry on?
No, we finish, Mufti Sahib. Jazakumullahu khairan ahsan. Jazakumullahu khairan. Allah Ta'ala reward you and grant all of us afiyat, inshallah. And sadaqatun jariyah, it's a great sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ajwad al-nas.